habit in our fortnightly meetings is to eat and do music. However, we're going to reverse that this afternoon, if you don't mind.
Des Moines' fortnightly musical club celebrated its centennial the best way it knows how last month with a performance.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that have never heard of Fortnightly Musical Club, but the thing that has held us together is the music and performing.
Winifred Kelly is a past president of Fortnightly and has been a member more than half the club's existence.
I think that the Fortnightly almost provides a union for the professional musicians. If people are musical, they want to perform their music, and then they like to have somebody listen.
And Iowans have been listening since 1909, hungry for live music in the years before radio. The all-women's club promoted concerts on street corners, at schools, in factories, and for charity. In the early 20s, Fortnightly boasted over 500 members. Members are required to be performers. They provided their own talent for the century celebration. Most are musical professionals, teachers, conductors, singers, or musicians. The playful tune Good Morning, Mr. Bluebird features soprano Rebecca Gruber, flutist Sharon Stillwell, and pianist Sonia Siebert. The club no longer imposes 10-cent fines for being late, but the most charming tradition endures, performances every 2 weeks in the homes of members. For a club that specializes in live music, only one old recording was ever made.
And I had always thought that we should record one of these because they were always so good. And so this time I got out my little recorder and a cassette.
Wynn Kelly taped this performance at her home 36 years ago.
Well, I think that my favorite performance was the duet. When I heard those voices, they were so completely blended, and that's the one I think is outstanding.
You can hear how thrilled the ladies were after the 1973 program. Marjorie Evans was the senior member there. She joined Fortnightly when the club was just 3 years old.
They used to have teas in the afternoon, you know, spoil everybody's dinner.
Yeah.
So I suggested that we try it out, having lunch instead of tea.
And so it's been ever since. At 100, the club continues to present top-notch entertainment for themselves while nourishing the musical arts for the community. Their legacy includes the more famous Civic Music Association, which several club members helped create. This is the Bellin Quartet, an affiliate of Civic Music, entertaining downtown workers in a summer series of free concerts. Playing viola is a current member of the Fortnightly Musical Club. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.